Hi, everyone. Dan Cassidy here. Welcome back to Top of the Morning on the UBS Conversations podcast channel. Our conversation today will outline some considerations when it comes to the addition of annuity income as part of one's retirement strategy. Joining us here for today's conversation, glad to welcome back from the UBS Chief Investment Office, Total Wealth Strategist Justin Waring, as well as Retirement Strategist Ainsley Carbone. With that, Justin, Ainsley, good morning. Thank you for dropping by Top of the Morning to spend some time today with our listeners and clients. Welcome back.
Thank you for having us.
Great to be here.
So let's dive right into it. I know we have a lot we want to cover with our audience today. Justin, beginning with you, can you speak a bit to the main reasons investors should consider annuity income as part of their retirement strategy?
Absolutely. When we move into retirement, it's often a challenge to replace the income we received from our work with income from the portfolio. And so having a stream of reliable income that comes regardless of what happens in the stock market is a pretty attractive way to complement the rest of your investment strategy. Many investors really highly value the money that they get from Social Security, but it may not be enough to cover their lifetime expenses. And so annuities could be a good way to complement that guaranteed income throughout the course of their retirement. And provide some longevity protection, because the other aspect that really challenges investors is the confidence that they can actually spend down their assets as they approach the end of their lives. And, as you go through retirement, the balance of your portfolios is no longer going to be growing like it has throughout the course of your life. In fact, it probably should be shrinking as you spend down the assets that you saved for retirement. But that could be pretty uncomfortable. Because you never know exactly how long you'll live. Some people are going to be living to age 100 or perhaps slightly beyond. And about 50% of people will live longer than their life expectancy, just by the nature of how life expectancies are calculated. And so annuities can provide confidence that these are dollars that you can spend without having to worry about running out of money.
So as far as putting this into practice, Ainsley, it's interesting. Research has revealed that many retirees would benefit from at least a small allocation to annuities. However, very few retirees have actually purchased them. Any thoughts as to that discrepancy?
Yeah, so Justin said, annuities can definitely be a powerful tool for retirees because they offer guaranteed income, they can help manage longevity risk, and they just kind of provide that peace of mind that a lot of retirees are looking for. However, despite the evidence that even a little bit of an allocation to annuities could improve retirement outcomes for a lot of people, even still, very few retirees are actually purchasing them. So what's the disconnect here? Well, I think there are certainly a few reasons. First, there's a strong behavioral or psychological hurdle. Many people are hesitant to give up control of a lump sum of money in exchange for future income, even if that future income is guaranteed. With this, I think there's a sense of loss aversion at play. There's this fear of locking up assets or not being able to access funds in an emergency, even though the reality is that annuities are designed to solve for a very real risk, which is outliving your assets or outliving your savings. A second reason is that annuities can seem pretty complex or confusing. There are so many different types of annuities, so many different features and riders, and the language can also be kind of intimidating. So I think this complexity can lead to a decision paralysis where it just feels like it might be easier to stick to what it is that you know, like a traditional investment portfolio for retirement. And then finally, another reason I think is that there's a behavioral tendency to focus on account balances rather than income. Many retirees seem to be focused and anchored to the idea of preserving principal, like Justin had mentioned, rather than thinking about how to turn their savings into a reliable paycheck or income stream that's going to last as long as they do. So the bottom line is that while annuities aren't going to be right for every single household, every single retiree, it's certainly worth having an open conversation with your advisor about how annuities might fit into your overall retirement plan. Sometimes even just a small allocation can make a big difference, especially considering where the latest payout terms are currently.
Justin, when you think about the current market macro environment, what makes annuities appealing at this particular moment?
Well, one real good thing about annuities is that their terms have dramatically improved over the last few years. Along with bond yields, annuity payout rates have increased substantially. So compared to 4 or 5 years ago, investors can get about 40% more income than they were getting before when interest rates were being held near zero by the Federal Reserve trying to, you know, help support the economy. And so that's one benefit is that, you know, you're getting a higher payout rate. Another change over the last few years is that valuations for stocks have gotten more stretched. That's, you know, potentially going to be a headwind to future returns. We're expecting lower returns for diversified portfolios going forward than what we've expected, than we've come to expect over the last 80 years or so. And so this means that it's a little bit more attractive to use annuities as a complement to a core portfolio than it used to be. You don't have as much opportunity cost. And in fact, you know, adding annuities to your portfolio, like Ainsley mentioned, you know, could enhance your ability to meet your goals at a lower cost. Ultimately, we estimate that if you were to add an allocation to annuities, it might improve the amount that you can sustainably spend in retirement by double digit numbers, given where annuity terms are and given our capital market assumptions for future risk and return. And the bottom line is it's expensive to try to manage longevity risk yourself, especially if you're demanding a high probability of success in your retirement plan software, because annuities, because they deliver income regardless of market volatility, they really help to shore up the risk scenarios where we go through a long period of negative returns. And they can also alleviate a lot of hesitancy and confusion and concern when there is market volatility in the headlines in the short term. You know, knowing that, for example, if you buy enough annuity income so that you have annuity income and Social Security to guarantee all of your need to have expenses, can make it a lot easier and less painful to go through periods of market drawdowns because you know that you can keep the lights on even if market volatility persists.
As far as next steps, and Ainsley, you had mentioned a bit earlier the importance of one having an informed conversation with their UBS financial advisor when it comes to these considerations. What steps should investors take when considering an allocation to annuity income?
Well, as a starting point, it's certainly important to start by trying to understand what your longevity risk is. So we suggest working with your financial advisor to understand if your plan, your financial plan, your retirement plan is going to be able to support your lifestyle if you were to live to age 100. Now, I know that may seem like that's an unrealistic assumption for some people, but your life expectancy, I think Justin had mentioned this earlier, your life expectancy is a number that's representative of a large population. So there's around a 50% chance that you will outlive your life expectancy. So to be safe, we suggest planning for a longer retirement horizon than you may think initially. Next, once you have been able to go through the process of understanding your longevity risk by stress testing your financial plan, you'll be able to understand what planning gaps exist. And once you know those planning gaps, like if there's that longevity risk gap, you and your advisor can go through and assess the different options you have available to you. For instance, is this longevity risk something that can be addressed yourself by self-insuring through adjusting your asset allocation or maybe reducing your spending? But some people don't want to have to reduce their spending in retirement, so maybe you'd be better off adding an allocation to annuities to help sustain your spending plans. But once you go through the process of stress testing your plan and assessing all your different options, you'll need to decide how to actually address those planning gaps and that longevity risk, and then you'll need to take action to implement that approach. But I think it's just important to bear in mind that annuities are not a one-size-fits-all solution. The right approach will depend on your unique circumstances and your retirement goals. But I think by starting with a review of your plan, considering your personal needs, and having that discussion with your advisor, you'll just be better positioned to decide if an annuity allocation can help provide the peace of mind and income security that you might be looking for in retirement.
Well, Ainsley, Justin, very informative conversation. Thank you for dropping by the UBS Conversations podcast channel to outline considerations when it comes to the prospects for adding annuity income as part of one's retirement strategy. So thank you both, as always, for your time and insights. Nice to be with you both.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to visit ubs.com/studios to view the entire UBS Studios suite of podcast channels, along with our video offerings, such as UBS Trending. You can also follow us on Instagram for content highlights at UBS Trending. UBS Studios is part of the UBS Chief Investment Office within UBS Global Wealth Management. Visit ubs.com/CIO to view the latest research.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.